that's really just, if any of you guys have heard the record or heard us play live, that's really just sort of the first part of the tune, and then it reprises and has another section in the middle. But the intro there is really, you know, making use of a really useful thing that I was working on when I was at Berklee, which is, you know, banjo players usually learn three sort of usual chord shapes: the F position chord, if you're playing a G chord, a D position chord, and then, you know, a bar chord. And, you know, you get a lot of mileage out of those, but you can also get a much wider spacing from the fourth to the first string if you play a low note with your index finger and the high note with your pinky. So if you notice that F chord in the middle of the song, those sorts of voicings also have a really beautiful sound, and they get you so much more range. They get you almost a wider and more colorful sound. So that's sort of where that tune came from. But you can pick up a copy of Fork in the Road, the infamous String Dusters debut CD, on Sugar Hill at the Grey Fox store this weekend.
What you got, Pete?